Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Joining me now is Lieutenant Stephen Rogers. He's a former FBI agent, former police officer, and Trump 2020 campaign advisory board member. Good morning, Mr. Rogers. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I don't know how else to get this question answered, right? I think it all the time when I watch the television. I'm a big Trump fan. But Andrew McCarthy wrote this line, okay? And he used the word mind-boggling to describe the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice have been able to keep a lid on all these documents, that some of which are now being released, you know, that really show what the FBI and the Justice Department did to, quite frankly, try to frame the president. I mean, frame is the word Bill Barr used. And he writes, President Trump could have directed their disclosure at any time over the last 4 years, yet many of them we've not even yet seen. Why are we now less than 100 days out from the voting, you know, beginning here, and we still haven't seen, you know, all of the Trump-Russia stuff? Trump could have declassified, are we going to see indictments before this election, do you think?
Well, I believe we will, but the reason why, at least in my view, a lot of this hasn't been revealed is because there has to be sources and information that came from certain people has to be protected. And I think that was one of the things that they were concerned about. No doubt in my mind that there are people within the FBI now turning towards the president, or worse, turning to aid him in his prosecution of anyone who's committed criminal acts. So they have to protect their sources. They have to protect everyone down the road. And as you know, in law enforcement, there's always a weak link. Probably took a lot of time to get the weak links within the FBI structure, and now they're turning. So I'm confident that we're going to see some indictments, no doubt about it. Look, in my view, they committed treason. They were trying to overthrow a president, at least a presidential candidate. So I think we're going to be fine as we move forward with that.
You said in your view you think there's going to be indictments. Do you think they'll come before the election? Because Bill Barr flat out told Maria Bartiromo, look, if it happens after the election, Maria Bartiromo says, hey, well, you know, will there be justice? And Bill Barr said, no, pretty much not if somebody else wins. I mean, we got to get these indictments before the election. Are they going to come, do you think?
Yeah, I think they will. Now, of course, as is always, you know, you look at the political ramifications. Will, if the indictments come, cause a tremendous backlash against the president as a result of the mainstream media, et cetera. And they're being careful with it. But keep in mind, too, look, I believe he's going to win. But let's just say he lost. He's still president, you know, until Biden gets sworn in, if that ever happens. So the indictments are going to come, I believe, before Inauguration Day, no matter what happens. But we're very confident the president's going to win, and we'll see those indictments. And some people are going to go to jail. There's no doubt in my mind.
I hope so. And again, Bill Barr said, look, if Biden wins this thing, he doesn't know that anybody will ever be prosecuted. Here's the question. I got to follow up on something you said here. It's always wanted somebody from Team Trump to answer this for me, and you're all I got, so I don't mean to put it on you. But, you know, Trump over a year ago gave Bill Barr the ability to declassify. You said we have to protect sources and methods, but every time one of these documents finally comes out, there's nothing in it but criminal activity by the FBI and the DOJ. There's no sources and methods. And Bill Barr's had over a year to declassify, and he hasn't. I mean, Trump's now having to send people like Grinnell in and others to declassify for the most part. So, I mean, we've had a ton of time to do this. It's just stretches, you know, credulity that it could take this long. I don't understand. I want justice very badly, as imagine you do. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I can. And it's what you don't see that is causing the frustration. Because remember, every document that comes forward, every statement that comes forward, there are indeed behind that sources and methods. So that's why it's taking so long. And they've got to be really, really sure that they're going to have enough evidence that will not only indict these people, will send these people away. So I know it's frustrating for the public. Look, all my years in law enforcement, when I was conducting major investigations, people would ask the same question. Why don't you do this now? We've got these documents. We've got this. We've got that. But it's what you don't see and what cannot be revealed that could truly compromise a case. Look, they could put everything out there. It looks great, but you get it before a grand jury or before a judge, it could simply be thrown out and dismissed because you do not have enough solid evidence to bring these people to justice. So they're being careful. So I would say, as Sean Hannity always says, let not your heart be troubled. The frustration's going to end soon.
I hope so, because I've been waiting a long time, Steve Rogers. And again, you're a Trump 2020 advisory board member. And you've come here from Team Trump today to deliver a message. Tell us what it is. What does the public need to know? What unfiltered would you tell us?
Well, this is what the public needs to know above everything that we've heard about, that there is a very, very strong, unmistakable socialist movement in this country. Ronald Reagan warned about this in the 60s and through the 80s about the communists, how they infiltrated our schools, our educational systems, business unions, etc. History is repeating itself. President Donald Trump is again warning us that the socialist movement is very strong. There may be outside influence. There may be the Chinese Communist Party. But believe me, this is dead serious. This is not just a move to remove a president or to defeat a president. This is a move to take our entire country over. So we must be very, very vigilant and must understand that we're going to be electing a president which will either take us down a socialist slash communist path, or we're going to reelect President Trump that are going to keep us a free nation. I cannot express how important it is for the American people to understand what is at stake here. This is why it's very, very important we elect the president, but also turn that entire United States House of Representatives over to the Republicans and keep them in the Senate.
But, you know, can we do this? I want to get your take on this, because and we're literally having the mainstream media flat out tell us to expect chaos in November because of mail-in voting. We're having the president tell us it's going to be fraught with fraud. Here's Joy Reid, just Joy Reid on MSNBC. I mean, the mainstream media is in on this. They know they're planning to use the mail-in balloting to create chaos. Okay, and I was going to play that for you, but I won't. But it's been all over the place. Mainstream media has done this. So, I mean, can we even have any confidence in the election at this point? It looks pretty scary out there watching what's going on in New York. I mean, it's 6 weeks after congressional race. They still have no clue who won it.
Well, it looks scary, but to give you an idea of what maybe a lot of people don't see, I've been traveling around the country. I'm in Florida now addressing grassroots groups, and I'm not talking about a dozen people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people. The silent majority is now waking up. They're marching, they're gathering, they're getting together. And I have so much confidence, no matter how, whether it's mail-in or not, the president's going to get reelected. And yeah, there'll be chaos. There's no doubt about it. This is what the socialists want to do. But at the end of the day, in every period of time in American history, when we ran into a crisis even like this, the American people, American patriots rose up, we fought back, and we won. I have full confidence we're going to be fine. But there will be chaos, but we'll be fine.
I hope so, because, ABC News flat out told us in an article that I read to the audience last week that, like, you know, if we end up in a close race, we're not even going to know who won it. I mean, it's not good enough to win anymore for our side. We got to win by a massive margin so that it's not even debatable who won state after state after state. Can we do it?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important points I've heard. So kudos to you. You're absolutely right. We have to make sure that every single American patriot gets out to vote. Very, very important. Yes, we can do it. We absolutely can do it. But this is not a time for people to sit back and say, well, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do this. They've got to understand that the future of this country is at stake. So I believe we're going to do it. I say it with full confidence. I truly believe we're going to do it.
Speaking of going to do it, it's really confusing anyone right now who's paying close attention to the polls. We have the media reporting doom and gloom. It's over for Trump. Biden's going to win. But yet we have Rasmussen this week in his tracker showing Trump at 51%, 7 full points higher than Obama at this time during his presidency. Give us the inside scoop here. How do you think that he's really doing?
Based on what I see, and what I see is not the pollsters. I don't pay attention to them anymore. I'm out in the streets, and I've said this even to my campaign colleagues. When you're out on the streets of America talking to John Q. Public, it's all Trump. Look, it's like in 2016. People put their head down. I'm really voting for Trump. If people could tell me, who lost their businesses, who lost their livelihoods as a result of the mismanagement of Democrat socialists around this country, that they're not going to vote for Trump, they're dead wrong. They need to get out on the streets and talk to the American people. So I believe the polls are in favor of the president. I don't believe they're as close as the pollsters are saying. I think the president is way far ahead. This is why they don't want Joe Biden to debate the president. He'll absolutely destroy him. I mean, President Trump will destroy him on the debate stage. So at the end of the day, again, the American people are going to rally. And look, I always believe in, and I don't say this with empty words, the power of prayer. I believe that we got a strong evangelical Judeo-Christian movement around the country where they're going to be praying to God Almighty. And believe me, he's going to keep his hands on this country, and we're going to do well.
Talking to Steve Rogers, he's a Trump 2020 advisory board member. You're also a former FBI agent. Watching what the FBI did to me, to this president, I mean, literally they framed him, is absolutely terrifying. Can you just give me your reaction to all of this as a former FBI agent? Tell me what you think seeing this day in and day out.
Yes, I can. I was actually a U.S. military intelligence officer assigned to the FBI.
Okay, it says FBI agent on your bio. All right, good. Okay, good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's my take on it. The FBI, under Comey and under all of the characters that we've seen involved with Comey, they have stained forever the badge of the FBI. It's going to take many years in order to remove that stain. They stained law enforcement. They absolutely stained our Constitution. So they did a tremendous amount of damage. By the way, it's important for the public to know that the overwhelming majority of agents in the FBI, law enforcement officers around the country, absolutely disdained what the FBI did. But keep in mind that this was a small group of executives, very powerful, have you, that did this atrocious act. Overwhelming majority of our law enforcement officers, including in the FBI, are good men and women. They're working very, very hard to keep this country safe. And this is a good thing that we were able to uncover this, because believe me, when people go to jail, it just will never, never happen again.
I hope you're right. But here's the thing. I mean, if you look at who has been in charge of hiring at the FBI for much of the last 20 years, it's been Comey, Mueller, who we're now finding misconduct in his investigation. I don't even know if he even knew what was going on in his investigation. Comey, Mueller, Chris Wray, who is actively covered up for the FBI and has defied subpoenas from Congress. I mean, these are the people hiring. I can't imagine they're hiring good, upstanding people.
Well, here's what's going on there. These individuals, they became political pawns for the Obama-Biden administration. And they got trapped. They got trapped into the what I call the the benefits of so-called benefits of being on that job. They didn't want to let go. They got sucked into a very bad political machine and became part of it instead of standing up and doing what's right. So moving forward, we're going to see a lot of new faces. I really, truly believe that. We'll probably end up seeing a new FBI director, and the president's going to clean house.
I hope so.
And I mean really clean house. So we're going to see a whole new face of that FBI moving forward.
Okay, I hope so. Well, thank you so much for your service to the to this country, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, and appreciate you joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So who exactly is Antifa? Well, you know those guys. Democrats think they're great. In the hearing yesterday, all seven Democrats refused to condemn Antifa, even when given a chance to. And one, Mazie Hirono, senator, even insisted they were the ones who needed protection from the police. Nacho said Kyle Scheidler, he testified yesterday. He is an expert on Antifa. He's a senior analyst for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. Here's who he says they are. A lot of this, I didn't even know. It's fascinating stuff. It's today's, I don't know, I lost track, third or fourth epic rant.
The federal government has a fundamental responsibility to protect the civil rights of all of its citizens, and paramount among these rights are freedom of speech and assembly. I hope my testimony today will correct some fundamental misunderstandings regarding the nature of the movement known as Antifa, which seeks to deprive Americans of these rights. Antifa is an anarcho-communist movement whose goal is to use physical violence and intimidation to terrorize American citizens, to disengage them from the political process. While they do this under the cover of anti-fascism, the reality is that Antifa defines the entire American political system, regardless of party affiliation, as fascism. Antifa developed out of the communist urban guerrilla and terrorist movements of the late 1960s and early 1970s, such as the Weather Underground and Germany's Red Army faction. As a result, it possesses operational experience developed over more than half a century of radical left-wing organizing and political violence. Law enforcement has largely failed to understand the nature of this threat. Seeking a rigidly hierarchical organization, some analysts have even concluded, against all evidence, that Antifa does not exist in any meaningful sense. The reality is that Antifa demonstrates an elaborate but non-hierarchical structure. The most basic structure of Antifa is the affinity group, which is described by the pro-Antifa website CrimeThink as the essential building block of anarchist organization. It's a small cell of individuals who are known to one another, who agree to come together to participate in direct actions. Those include sabotage, vandalism, and premeditated assault. Affinity groups then come together to form clusters, and a large cluster may organize actions using what are called spokes councils. Antifa chapters form at the city level and join regional networks such as Torch Antifa, the largest Antifa network in the United States, as well as national and international networks. Antifa websites describe in detail how to organize affinity groups and chapters, how to vet potential members, prevent infiltration, and securely communicate. Such websites play a key role in spreading propaganda, distributing new tactics, techniques, and procedures, and raising calls to action. One example, the Antifa website It's Going Down distributes a Forming an Antifa Group manual. Particularly noteworthy, the manual describes Antifa chapters as incurring obligations to support regional and national Antifa networks who then in turn make greater resources available to chapters. This support extends internationally, with many American Antifa groups linked to the International Antifa Defense Fund, which has provided financial support to Antifa in 22 different countries. While overall dollar amounts are low, the International Antifa Defense Fund does represent clear evidence of organizational activity across national borders. Antifa relies heavily on support organizations such as the Democratic Socialists of America, the International Workers of the World, Refuse Fascism, and the National Lawyers Guild, and in coordination with other protest organizations. It is not uncommon for Antifa to require outside groups to sign what are essentially memorandums of understanding to ensure that allies agree not to interfere with criminal activity in exchange for protection. In terms of financing, remember that terrorism is a low-cost form of warfare. The entire 9/11 plot costs less than $500,000, and even by Al-Qaeda standards, Antifa's low-intensity violence is extremely cost-efficient. They use a variety of methods to fundraise, including crowdfunding technology. The International Antifa Defense Fund has so far raised more than $53,000 via the crowdfunding website Fundraiser. While some of these crowdfunding companies are officially content neutral, others are explicitly ideological and only facilitate Antifa and similar projects. Antifa chapters also raise funds through event admission fees, cash donations, and by selling merchandise at anarchist book fairs. And many of their needs are provided free of charge by their allied organizations. These provide armed and unarmed training for Antifa members at no or low cost, and support organizations cover most major expenses, such as transportation, bail, and lawyers' fees. Other organizations, such as RiseUp.net, provide chapters with free access to secure servers, communication tools, and computer applications. Far from being non-existent, Antifa possesses as elaborate a structure as any criminal conspiracy or terror group. Claiming that Antifa is too disorganized to understand should not be an acceptable excuse for law enforcement, federal, state, or local, to tolerate Antifa's private street war to overthrow the Constitution. Like their predecessors in the Weather Underground and Red Army faction, Antifa will continue to escalate its behavior unless it is checked. There will be more attacks, and rioting techniques will continue to grow in capability and in sophistication. Their cadres will grow, and there will be more autonomous zones for increased periods of time. And more Americans of all political persuasions will be terrorized. Thank you.
Yep, that is exactly the plan. Democrats say none of this exists. Not, you know, you can't document it. It's not out there. Yeah, he just did. Here's another question for you. We've got the Department of Justice going into these cities and making individual arrests. If they know that, why not use a RICO statute? Just go ahead and do it. Bill Barr's mentioned it. Do it. What are these, American royalty? No other terror group with this level of violence would be allowed to operate in this country. Why are they?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hate to say told you, but I told you. I knew as soon as Roger Goodell, head of the NFL, said it, what would happen. He was telling the media what to do. It's practically ringing the dinner bell for him. Roger Goodell, and it was a stunning turnaround at the time. I couldn't believe it. I've played this audio again and again. It was a stunning turnaround. Roger Goodell went from banning kneeling in the NFL to saying, listen very closely what he says in this clip, that he encourages everybody to protest. Very clear expectation. You can't take it any other way. Not only did he reverse the kneeling ban, he encouraged everybody to protest and to be involved in protesting. I said, this is a message to the media. Come on, pick us apart. Whoever doesn't kneel, go get them. He rung the dinner bell. In fact, he might have even rung it across several sports just by making this statement and setting the standard. It was stunning. Take a listen. It was from earlier this year.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much-needed change in this country. Without Black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of Black players, coaches, fans, and staff.
So he made it clear. He expects some protest. He expects you to take the knee or whatever the hot thing is this week. And now we're seeing what I projected from this. He rung the dinner bell. So whoever stands and doesn't kneel is going to now be the subject. Byron York captured this perfectly in a tweet. He wrote, Colin Kaepernick won. When he started, just one athlete refused to stand for the national anthem. Now just one athlete refuses to kneel during the anthem. In the course of weeks, the complete collapse of a hallowed American ritual. Now, should we have sports this fall at the school level? I can't imagine what this will look like. I can't even imagine. I mean, this is the expectation. I mean, you got to kneel. If you don't kneel, you're going to have to explain yourself. And the media's going to want to interview you. So we've literally gone from one guy kneeling to whoever doesn't want to kneel has to explain themselves. And you know a lot of them don't want to kneel because when they had a chance to before the ban in the NFL, a lot of them didn't kneel. We watched what happened this week with one NBA player. How many days of coverage was that? What, 3-4 days of coverage explaining himself over and over and over again why he didn't kneel? Look at this. This is nuts. This NBA referee, Bernanke, he's just a referee. He's not even a player. Who cares what he thinks? Oh, if you won't kneel. He had to explain himself because he wouldn't kneel. He had to give a statement. I fully support the social justice movement and everybody who chooses to kneel as a means of peaceful protest. For me personally, he said, it's important I stand for the national anthem, which is what I chose to do this evening. I mean, you got to put out a statement every time. This guy's a referee. Who cares what he thinks? We shouldn't even notice him unless he screws up a call. York continues in another tweet. Rather amazing how quickly we went from, quote, people should be able to kneel during the anthem as a form of protest to anyone who doesn't kneel during the anthem must explain themselves. Yes, that's exactly where we are. And I told you that's where we'd be this fall after Goodell rang the dinner bell. The expectation that you will protest. Not even a consideration that you wouldn't want to. What's wrong with you? Whoa. It's going to be wild to watch how this translates at high schools. My prediction would be, it becomes such a headache that they just take the anthem out, which was the goal anyway. That's the goal. Get rid of the anthem. If the anthem cannot be heard because it is such a thing of horror, well, then all national symbols must go. There's some connection to a period in which slavery was legal in this country to virtually all of them. You could use this excuse for anything. Kneeling's just the first step. Speaking of just the first step, I want to hit this again very quickly because this is the second time this has happened. This is a stunning thing. And in some ways, it's worse than the first time. A new national standard has been set, folks. And I want you to be aware of it. And being a Democrat doesn't get you out of it. If Antifa or Black Lives Matter or thugs of some unknown origin show up at your house, you're a public official, you got to let them do what they want. They want to hang out on your porch, you got to let them. They do whatever they want. That's the expectation because they are morally better than you. This is a stunning clip I'm about to play for you. Jackie Lacey is the district attorney for LA County. She is a Democrat and she is black. So is her husband's black. I don't know if he's a Democrat. I just don't know. She wasn't home when they came for her to her house. They started off screaming profanity in the street as they often do. And he told them, don't come on the property. They ignored him. And then they came on the porch. He told them not to come on the porch. They're thugs. We've seen what they do. We've seen the burning buildings. He pointed a gun at them. They were criminally trespassing at that point. Here's what that sounded like.
Get off.
Good morning.
Get off of my porch. I will shoot you. Get off of my porch.
Can you tell Jackie Lacey that we're here?
I don't care who you are. Get off of my porch right now. We're calling the police right now.
Okay. Listen to what happened. This is exactly what happened to Mark McCloskey. You cannot threaten him with the gun. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what the law says. It does not matter. So he was charged for threatening them with the gun. They were not charged for trespassing. Unbe-freaking-leavable. You think, wait, how was he charged? Isn't his wife the DA? Yeah, she didn't charge him. The state of California's attorney general charged her husband because she wouldn't do it. So the message there is clear. They come to your house. They could do whatever they want. They want to rip up the bushes. Because if they're allowed to trespass, I mean, honestly, I'd love to ask the AG, what can't they do? Splash the house with paint? That okay? Give you a couple licks because it makes them feel better? I don't know. We don't know. But this is the new national standard. You cannot, it doesn't matter what the Second Amendment says. Doesn't matter what state law says. You cannot make them feel uncomfortable by pointing a gun at them. Even if they won't retreat from your private property, even if they are criminally trespassing, doesn't matter. They got liberal privilege, folks. It trumps the law, apparently.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, Kenny Washington was the first black football player. He played sometime in the 1920s. Another texter writes about the new standard. Watch this, folks. This is the new standard. You're thinking, but you have a right to protect yourself from trespassers you've asked to leave who then advance forward to your porch. Not if they are Black Lives Matter or Antifa. You do not. And you're a public official. Nope. I hope the left's watching this. Again, the guy, the husband, who threaten them with the gun because they wouldn't leave. He's black. His wife is black too, and she's a Democrat. Doesn't get you off the hook. They have complete immunity. I mean, when a prosecutor charges the victim, in this case, the homeowner, the husband, and it was just an angry crowd. They don't like that she's a prosecutor. They don't want her prosecuting anyone. One of their beefs is that she had prosecuted some of them. They're not standing for that. They ought to be able to burn whatever they want. This is the exact same MO as the prosecutor that we saw in St. Louis. Those protesters were clearly trespassing. We now know one of them, because there's video, had the same style of gun as Mark McCloskey did. Didn't matter. They weren't charged with trespassing. Even though they were told to leave and that they were on private property, doesn't matter. They can trespass however they want. So they're establishing two rights here. The right to trespass wherever you want, to demand a meeting, to go onto the porch, to menace somebody, and they're taking away the rights that are firmly encoded in law. to use your gun to protect yourself. This is you see this across country. They are literally, these prosecutors are establishing a right to terrorize, but only for some people. This texter doesn't understand. Texter writes, then why don't we go to these government officials' houses and protest them and see how they like it? No, you don't get to do that. No. That's for them, not you. You don't have liberal privilege. Texter writes, Roger, talking about Roger Goodell, is an idiot. He thinks they will love him now. He will change his tune once Antifa shows up at his house. They pounce on weakness. He just destroyed the NFL. Got me interesting to see how that works out this season. Texter writes, would he have gotten in trouble if he just used pepper spray or a fire extinguisher? You mean if he actually threatened him with it or... No, see, no, you don't understand. You can't use any, you cannot repel them. No, not in any way. You have to, if they want to just, you know, splash your house with paint, you just have to let them. That's how it goes. Oh, this is a great point. Talking about the attorney general charging the husband in the case, the attorney general of California. Charged after the, and again, this for those just tuning in, this is the husband of the L.A. County District Attorney, the prosecutor of L.A. County. They just showed up at our house, demanded a meeting, kept advancing when he told him to go away, wouldn't get off the porch. So he pointed a gun at him. He's charged, they're not. Unbelievable. Texter writes, charged after the fact that a judge in another state's husband and son were both just shot and the son died. Good point. No wonder you'd be terrified. Texter writes, no football without black players. Is that not a racist statement? You know it doesn't work. It only goes one way. Texter writes, the kneeling started with a washed-up quarterback with a crazy leftist girlfriend. I know. One person. Crazy, right? Texter writes, the best way to end these protests is to stop playing the national anthem before games. They'll be forced to find another way to protest. Yeah, I got mixed feelings on that. Because if the anthem has to go away, they will just switch to a new target. And on it rolls. Texter writes, this is why Trump tweets. He's Paul Revere. He's trying to warn us. I am too.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.